Hello and welcome back. Today is April 1st, 2015, Lent 37. We continue in Ephesians chapter 3. Today, looking at verses 7 through 8. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ. Well, this is a continuation of how Paul thought about his ministry. Here you see him shifting focus to speaking of himself as a servant of the gospel. And when we think about what a servant is, it is a worker. Right? A worker in the kingdom of God. A person who's willing to share the faith, excuse me, and a person who is willing to do whatever it takes to do that. Of course, Paul strongly believed that all the gifts that he possessed in being a servant came from God's grace and the power of God through the work of the Spirit. And rightfully so. But the second part of this text is talking about, look at how Paul's language kind of shifts here, and it says, although I'm the very least of all the saints. So as you can see, Paul didn't ever think that he was worthy of God's love and grace. He held a lot of guilt about the many years that he persecuted the Jews and constantly wrote about that in all of his writings. So you definitely see here that he didn't feel like he was worthy himself. But here he's calling us, you know, to remember God's grace and to remember that even though we may not feel worthy of it, that it is God's grace through the work of the Spirit, through Christ, that empowers us to do all that we do. And that is what helps us to reach the boundless riches of Christ, as he describes here. And what are those boundless riches of Christ? Well, all the things that have been promised to us in the afterlife, right? All of those things that we trust is going to happen at the end of time. That we will be in a place with no pain, no fear, no anxiety, no suffering. And all of those things, and I can go on and on to list those things, but those are boundless, and those are the riches of the kingdom that we will inherit as the heirs of Jesus Christ. And when we trust and fully live our baptismal vocations as a servant of the gospel, then we become heirs to those riches. Excuse me. And we are worthy of that. We are, and that's hard for us sometimes to fully understand as to why God deems us worthy. Well, on account of what Christ did. Christ died to take away our sin, to pay the price for us. And that is true for you, for me, and for everyone in this world. And we have to remember that we are worthy of that because of God's grace. And that's what makes all of this process so good as we approach the rest of this Holy Week. I want you to remember that. That you are worthy of God's love and grace, and that there is nothing that you can do that will ever separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Let my heart bask in your boundless riches, that I may feel what it means to be alive. In Jesus' name, amen.